Here I am with Antonio Jaramillo. Really cool guy. I really enjoy talking to him. And we're going to talk about, is it Mayans or Mayans MC?
Mayans MC. It's Mayans Motorcycle Club. Okay. Y yo también estoy contento de estar aquí contigo.
Oh, thank you.
I like talking to you too, and I'm glad we're here. So, even though it's hot.
It's hot.
We're in the back of this beautiful coffee shop. It's hot. But it's private and quiet.
So, how did you get this role of Riz, right? It's Riz?
Michael Riz Ariza. The truth of it is when they were casting, it was crazy. Everybody wanted to get in. I mean, everybody wanted to get in. And, you know, I knew of it and I heard of it, but I'm like, let's just wait till the smoke clears and then I'll get in. And then my friend Emilio Rivera, he called me. He goes, hey, have you been in for the Mayans? I'm like, no. And I goes, you don't want to? I mean, do you want to go in? I'm like, yeah, I'm just waiting. And he goes, okay, I think you should go in, you know, because they're seeing everybody. And it'd be great. I think you're great for it. And I go, okay, well, you know what? Just let them know that I would like to. And maybe we can kind of weed out the, you know, whatever the process. And so he did. And then, you know, they were interested. And then I came in and I read for several roles. I mean, I think six or seven. You know, I think I even read for a motorcycle. I went vroom, vroom, vroom. They're like, I don't know. And so eventually, you know, they liked me for one of the parts, and I was cast, and then we did the first pilot. Then the network wasn't entirely thrilled with the first pilot, so they decided to do it again and recast four or five roles. You know, I stayed with the show, as other people did. A few, not a lot of people, you know, Richard Cabral stayed, Clayton Cardenas and J.D. Pardo. And everybody else was new. And so we did it again. And now the pilot is really good. We did 10 episodes. We had the premiere on Tuesday the 28th. And it premieres on September 4th, yes. Next Tuesday. And it's a very exciting show. It's a very important show. You know, politically speaking, we have a political climate that's very negative. So this show will not only educate people about our people, but at the same time entertain them.
Exactly.
And it'll strengthen our communities as well, because it's 97% Hispanic.
Yes. Is that in front and behind the camera?
Yeah. No. Yeah. There's writers that are Hispanic. There's been the directors. I think there was a Mexican director that came. He was awesome. And we have some women, right. African-American women that came and direct. So we actually, it's very diverse. FX is a really cool place to be at, because they have a lot of women behind the camera. We, our cinematographer in the beginning was a woman, and the camera operators, there were two women and women writer. They've changed because they had to go because we had to reshoot the pilot and the scheduling, but yeah, it's a very diverse place.
Well, one of the things I like about FX is a lot of the shows that they have, they push the buttons for people. I mean, I'm pretty sure you were a fan of Sons of Anarchy.
I saw very little of it. I liked it, but, you know, having kids, I end up watching whatever they want to watch. So really, I'm just watching Disney Channel. That's what I watch. And I was watching this crazy show that she loved on Netflix called Miranda Sings. What a crazy woman. It was a disturbing show, but it was funny. And she liked to watch it, so we sat there and watched it again and again and again, even though we've already seen it. And she would laugh like crazy, so I said, this is fun, let's do it. So I've seen very little. And when I do my work, I like to start with a clean slate. I don't want to be informed with too much external stuff. I like to look into the psychology of the role I've been given, who the guy is, how long he's been here, how long he's known the people around him, his relationships with the people he's with. That sort of thing informs my work, and then I go forward.
Is there anything specific, anything you could tell us about Riz? Not to give away too much.
There's been some stuff already out. You know, Michael Riz Ariza is the secretary of the group. Mm-hmm. He keeps an eye on the money that comes in and the money that goes out. He's got a very important, I guess, a responsibility to keep an eye on the money. Yeah. So if there's missing money, something's gonna happen. So that's what his primary job is. Now, the way Kurt Sutter works, it takes time to develop all the characters. We have an ensemble piece of eight guys in a motorcycle club. So right now it's focused on Easy Reyes, his brother Angel Reyes, and their dad, which is Mr. Eddie James Olmos, playing Felipe Reyes. It's so awesome to have him on the show. So that's where the story first starts, and then it starts branching out.
Are all 10 episodes done already?
Or? We did them. We finished 2 weeks ago. We finished 10 episodes. I was also doing a play I just closed this past weekend, so I was pretty busy. And then we had the premiere on Tuesday, 2 days ago.
Now, what are you hoping that fans will get from this show? I mean, not so much like, oh, good, bad, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's well made, well directed.
Well, the writing is phenomenal. We've had some great directors, so the direction and the cinematography, the colors, the tone, the music is going to be amazing. It really is a very sexy, cool show.
The trailers have been really cool.
Yeah, and I mean, they've been doing great with the graphics and the clips. I mean, really, really cool from A to Z. I mean, from what we wear, from the motorcycles, locations. I mean, they've really done a wonderful job, and I think people are going to be thrilled to tune in every week because the writing is very good. And they'll fall in love with the characters. There's a lot of characters to fall in love with. There's a guy for every woman. You know. There's a crazy one. There's a good-looking one. There's a biceps one that likes to work out. And then there's the crazy one, you know. So they'll like it. And they know what to expect from Kurt Sutter. I mean, what happened in Santa Veronica is going to happen here. You just multiply it by 100 because we have Latin people now.
Did you get to ride the motorcycles?
Yes, of course. And I already knew. I knew how to ride. I used to ride when I was younger. I gave it up 12 years ago because I had my son. But, you know, to go to work and they tell me my desk is a Harley Davidson. It's just, you know, go to work. It's amazing. Some of the guys had to learn how to ride. And, you know, they got better. And then, you know, it's good. You know, we're riding and it's awesome to go to work and ride a bike.
Well, now that you have the 10 episodes under your belt, we're going to wait and see how that goes. What else do you have under your plate?
Well, right now, I'm just, like, I was doing a play and I was filming the 10 episodes, so I couldn't do anything else. The play went on for 6 weeks. You know, right here in Glendale at Antillas Theater Company.
I know, I didn't get a chance to go.
It was 3 days in the country by Turgenev. It was amazing. There were full houses. People loved it. It was great. So I was doing that, and then I was doing Mayans, and you know, so I'm just right now focused on the Mayans MC thing, and make sure that I do my part to support the show as well, so that it becomes a huge success for our community, not just for the actors involved, but just for us overall as a community, as people. And then we'll see. You know, I'm interested in doing other things. I want to go back to the theater. I enjoy doing stage work. I do.
Because I think the last time we spoke, we talked about...
I love that. It's just to be in front of the audience for 2 hours. Or, you know, it's different every night because the energy of the people. Yeah. And the text is... It's just there's no take one, take two, take three. There's no... You just go. You can't stop. Okay? You got to put in the work and learn all the lines. 120 pages. Learn them. You know? So it's cool.
And of course, I know you're very strong with Familia. And here you are today. Hanging with your little Sophia.
My little girl's back there on my phone, as always. And I tell her, you know that Papa's more interesting than any phone. And she looks at me, yeah, okay. You know, so, but she's having a nice yogurt land thing, and she's quiet, and she's letting us do our thing. So, yeah, she's with me for the whole weekend. It's Labor Day week. It's a good thing this is not life. She'll fix it.
Well, with that note, thank you so much for doing this, Antonio, and I wish you the best of luck with Mayans MC.
Yes.
Which I'll be watching.
A pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much for giving me the time. It's always a pleasure to see you. And I will do it again, you know, later at another time. And people, please watch Mayans MC, support the show, because it's about our communities. It's about our people. And right now we need that because, you know, the clown over there in the White House, ugh, we need that. Anyways.
That would be another interview.
Yeah, that's another interview. They, you know, we'll do that with Dan Rather.